Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was quoted today as saying that Israel is willing to give up some Jewish settlements in the West Bank in exchange for peace with the Palestinians. He said the fall of the Iraqi regime has created a new opportunity for an agreement. At the same time, Sharon said he will not make any concessions on Israel's security. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Sharon gave the interview to the Haaretz newspaper, the most liberal of the Israeli dailies and the one that has been the most critical of his policies. The prime minister mentioned several places in the West Bank, the Palestinian city of Bethlehem, which he did not elaborate on, as well as the large Jewish settlements of Shiloh and Beit El. "Our whole history is bound up with these places," Sharon was quoted as saying, "and I know that we will have to part with some of these places. As a Jew, this agonizes me," Sharon continued, "but I have decided to make every effort to reach a settlement," he told Haaretz. Israeli analysts said it was the first time Sharon has mentioned specific Jewish settlements that Israel might withdraw from. The interview seemed to surprise even Sharon's closest confidants, several of whom told Israel Radio they did not know it had been planned. Gerald Steinberg is a political analyst at Bar-Ilan University.
Sharon is usually very uncomfortable talking in any detail to Israeli reporters, but this clearly is quite an unusual interview in the sense that he talked about specific areas, specific towns which have a tremendous historical importance, which he talked about for the Jewish people, and said that some or all of these settlements, some or all of these Jewish presence in these areas would have to be sacrificed.
Palestinian officials dismissed the interview as a media stunt and said Sharon is trying to head off possible U.S. pressure to restart peace talks. The prime minister's Israeli critics said that if he was really interested in a peace deal, he would have formed a government with the opposition Labor Party after elections earlier this year instead of a more narrow right-wing coalition. Sharon has also allowed dozens of new unauthorized settlements to be set up under his tenure. The prime minister repeated that he will not compromise on Israel's security and said Israel has more than a dozen serious reservations to the U.S.-led roadmap to peace that President Bush is expected to announce in the coming weeks. The president has said that will happen as soon as newly appointed Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas forms his cabinet, which Palestinian analysts say is likely to happen this week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.